Been moving. I know I should call you Lanella so they know what I'm talking about.
I know, that's why I put it on them.
Yeah.
First of all, your agenda items are not, they don't give enough information, but I would say, you know, our neighborhood councils are different. In our particular bylaws, we had an issue with people that, you know, at first they said if you're absent three times, then you can be removed based on why you were absent. But it had to be three in a row. So we changed our bylaws to where it was three in a year, because if you can't go to 12 meetings, then maybe you shouldn't be on the board. But that was specific to our particular neighborhood council because we were having those issues. So I would be kind of wary about having a standard policy for everybody when they might have, every neighborhood council has specific issues. So I would like to you guys to provide us more information before you start an ad hoc committee and start talking about this. Really good with a working group, but I would like you to talk to us first and figure out if things actually are standard before you even go down that road.
I have a question for staff. Do all bylaws have a removal policy, or have some been kind of shaky over the years or something?
I believe, off the top of my head, I believe that there's a few neighborhood councils in the harbor area that don't have removal because they have elections. So they rely on their elections to get rid of any board members that they feel are problematic. So pretty much all the other neighborhood councils has some type of removal language, and I guess some of the to Joy's point, whether this item is about the process of removal versus why you're being removed, which are two different things, because you know a neighborhood council could do different things with absences, because that's more about absences than the actual process for removal. So that might be something that the commission may want to clarify.
Okay.
Any more public comment?
Yeah.
May I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I still have Lydia. Oh, Thyrus.
Good evening, commissioners. I am the current chair of the South Los Angeles Alliance of Neighborhood Councils. As with most anything with this city, there is an issue with enforcement. Some neighborhood councils in our jurisdiction, in our area, do have censure and removal policies, but they are not enforced. When they render their complaints to Dunn, there is no action taken. So as a result, we have boards with hostile board members who are hostile towards other board members, who have become hostile towards members of the community, but they are still sitting on a neighborhood council. They are a reflection of Empower LA. They are a reflection of the neighborhood council system, and essentially a turnoff to some who would otherwise be interested in being a part of this system. So if we're going to talk about removal, let's be about removal and actually follow through with that process and not allow the bad seats to stay and infect an otherwise functional council.
Put around you.
Thank you. And Mr. Palomino.
Hello, Henry Palomino from Elysian Valley. Neighborhood councils under the city charter works as an independent official agencies, and BONG, as well as Dawn, Empower LA, even the city attorney, can only advise to the neighborhood councils. Neighborhood councils, it is up to the neighborhood councils to accept, take in consideration or not those recommendations from all these agencies from the city. So I think trying to impose and change the bylaws, it's something that you should not be allowed to even discuss it, because as like I said, with all due respect, neighborhood councils are independent agencies and only take advice from, like I said, the agencies that I already mentioned. Thank you.
Lydia Grant.
So,
This is going to open up a huge can of worms, and I just want you to know, you know, you guys have to make the decision, but I really suggest you hold a lot of public hearings to discuss this. I personally think there's another level that needs to be addressed, and that is, I think that board members who attack other board members should be able to be removed by the department itself or the city attorney. I think there needs to be a level that takes it out of the neighborhood council, because when you have people who attack others and try to destroy others' reputations, it's extremely harmful. And a lot of times those board members have fear of stepping up and doing something publicly to try to censure or remove a board member. So I think that this needs to be addressed at a higher level, besides having the neighbor councils address it. Many of them already have clauses anyway, but I think that there has to be a way that higher authority can also remove people, because it isn't fair when you're being attacked and you're being slandered and you're being defamed and people get away with it and are allowed to continue. Thank you.
Thank you. Comments from the commission? We finished with public. Commissioner
Maggie Derry Curls. I do like what Lydia just said and the lady in red mentioned. The beautiful lady in red. We should hold people accountable. And I've gotten complaints about how people hit each other. My husband went to our daughter's public school. We're new to public school system. He thought it was a parent meeting, but it was a neighbor council meeting. And he walked in there, and they were all F-bombing each other out. My husband was in shock. So it was just, we need something. I think that 14, if it's not written correctly this way, we need to rewrite it somehow, but we do need to start taking action where we do start removing folks if we get enough complaints about them. Or, hey, we'll go to the meetings, and if we see it, hey, you know what? We're gonna subject to removal.
Commissioner Schaefer?
Mr. Schaefer, this is something I brought up a while ago, that we should have some type of uniform censure and removal policy. And the reason I bring that up is because, even though a lot of people don't know it, that the ordinance with regards to grievances allows a board member to grieve against its own board. However, the board member has to have something to grieve about. So if one board member is acting in a manner that is threatening or otherwise, and it doesn't rise to certain levels where others may step in, that board member can request that the board censure, and if necessary after censure, remove the board member. If the board fails to act, fails to do anything to stop the conduct, it's my opinion that based on the ordinance, the board member who was being offended, who's being attacked and such, could then file a grievance, which would bring the department in on it, and the board would have to act. Failing to act, we do have what we call our non-nuclear remedy now. Rather than decertifying a neighborhood council, this commission, after exhaustive efforts and being requested to step in by the department, can remove one or all board members from a neighborhood council board, and then a special election is held and they start over again. That way you're not sitting for 2 years with no neighborhood council in an area. So I think that enforcement is correct. I know that some people are afraid to step forward and gripe, but we should give to all neighborhood council board members the tools that they need, if necessary, to spur action by their board when one or more members are acting in a way that's threatening, uncivil, and such as that. And that would be the purpose of having a uniform censure and removal, which means a public censure prior to any removal. If that does not stop the conduct, then the board can move forward with removal. It has nothing to do with absences caused by not being there. And boy, you guys are tough. We have six in a 12-month period. We have more leeway than you do. But that's what I think is the reason for this and the necessity for this. And I think we should come up with a good uniform policy. And I hate to disagree with Mr. Palomino, but the charter gives the commission or sets the commission out as the policy-setting body. As long as that policy does not interfere with the day-to-day actions of the department, and the city attorney has opined that we may set policy, and by doing so, we may actually add to or amend all neighborhood council bylaws to incorporate that policy. So that's how we're able to do it. So that would be my comment.
Anything else? Any other comments?
No, why not make a motion?
Oh. Sure.
Well, I wanted to comment then. Do you mind?
No.
I think this this actually it's a broader issue that was brought up earlier about hate in the system and civility in general, and how do we address hate in the system?
How do we address it?
As we all miss the State of the Union address, but no, I,
wow.
Darn, this is way more interesting. But no, I think this kind of goes back to what happened with the code of conduct. I mean, we formed this code of conduct policy, which we had everybody sign, and then we were sort of told, well, there's really no way to enforce it, and so people are signing it. But then nobody's saying, well, you broke the code of conduct. You as a result, you will be, and we did this with other policies. We said, okay, if you don't do your minutes or post your agenda, these are the escalations by which it what happens next. This happens, and then this happens, and then we finally get to, exhaustive efforts. So we need to really finally put teeth, and we talked about this at length, put teeth in the code of conduct. We already have a mechanism by which we say, you are held to a higher standard. You are an elected official in the state of California and the city of Los Angeles. You need to be held to a higher standard. You need to be a model for your community, not a person tearing apart your community. And if you're not, then you shouldn't be a part of this neighborhood council. We don't want you in the system. Or there should be some other way to publicly indicate that they're not holding up their end of the bargain. And so, I think there seems to be agreement
about two issues then, the tightening up of the bylaws or some kind of guidelines for strengthening the bylaws for removal, or both, putting some teeth in the code of conduct guidelines that we already set forth.
Maybe my suggestion for this ad hoc committee would be to consider adopting a uniform removal policy and amending the code of conduct policy.
I can accept that as a motion. I'd be glad to accept that as
okay.
a motion.
Just so it covers any necessary changes we would need to the code of conduct policy.
On the agenda item, since you all were talking, on the agenda item number, what number 14. Are we on? Number 14, where we said to consider adopting a uniform removal policy in all neighborhood council bylaws, and Commissioner Lippman said that there's other issues because the issue of hate has come up, and that maybe it should be an ad hoc to look at the uniform policy.
Uniform
removal policy
and enforcement of code of conduct.
Enforcing the code of conduct.
It could be. If we're going to open it out like that, we're going to have to put on another agenda. And it's up to the board whether or not they would want to do this in an ad hoc or have it presented for broader discussion.
Lenny's thinking.
I don't disagree that it should be broader, but we've got certain problems. Remember a code of conduct. Remember the word conduct, okay? Think of the word conduct. Speech is not conduct, okay? Conduct is something that you do, an action that you take that may be threatening and such as that. It's a lot different than just speech. So we've got to be very careful when we're dealing in that area. But if we start immediately working on some type of policy where when somebody engages in conduct, then their board can take action.
Then,
well, no, no. I mean, a censure and removal policy can be used for those who engage in conduct that is violated of the code of conduct. Okay.
Right. Well,
if they do that.
So as long as this ad hoc committee thinks about it within the context of what policies we already have out there, not build on it rather than create something else. But maybe then we need to adopt a uniform censure and removal policy. I would include that in the motion at least.
Yeah.
Or the it's not a motion, it's the purpose of the committee. I mean, so
I don't think that, unless the city attorney disagrees, I don't think there'd be anything wrong with adding the word censure and the word and. So it'd be censure and removal policy.
Elise and city attorney, it can remain as worded and within the removal policy, if you require censure to come before that, that would be folded into a removal policy.
Thank you. Yeah, as you were speaking.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think as
that would be the purpose of doing this ad hoc committee, that would be adopting a uniform removal policy and being sure that censure
we could make sure that censure is part of it.
It's part of it.
Yeah.
So we could vote this in or make a motion to do this, and
again, you have the right to do it.
And then under the ad hoc, and then when the ad hoc is formed, to be sure that all the issues are covered.
Yeah.
With regards to censure. Yeah. So I will, have we made a motion to create the ad hoc committee to consider adopting uniform removal policy in neighborhood council?
I think he made the motion.
Did you make that?
No,
motion?
We don't really need a motion.
We don't really need.
You have the right as a chair. You have the right.
Oh, it's an ad hoc committee. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Well, we need to appoint. We need members, though.
It's an ad hoc. It's an ad hoc committee, so I can just appoint three people, and
any committee.
I won't do that tonight, unless we have.
I just wanted to ask the chair and the commission. Once the ad hoc is formed and you come up with some recommendations, if you would like to also discuss them with our office, because to avoid any First Amendment or other types of constitutional protections that might make it a little more complicated.
I would think any policy that we came up with, we should pass it through the city attorney's office.
Thank you.
That would be kind of a natural. All right, so since there is consensus, and we will form the ad hoc committee to consider adopting uniform removal policy in all the neighborhood council bylaws, and give me a day or so to figure out who on here would like to be on that ad hoc committee. Okay, so let me make a note. Name
committee members.
Okay, that's item number 14. Oh, Mr. Palomino, I'm sorry.
So is the board of commissioners subject to the government?
Say that again.
Is the board of neighborhood commissioners subject or governed by the government?
The board of neighborhood commissioners? Yes. No, the ad hoc is an ad hoc among
among
the commission. But we do at our public meeting, at these meetings, talk about what we've come up with and have public comment on what we decide. But the ad hoc committee is made up of just the commissioners. Oh, if we have a public hearing.
A true ad hoc is not subject to Brown Act
as long as it's with the
board of neighborhood commissioners is subject to, but not the ad hoc.
Okay, last but not least.
But I, just as a clarification, once there's some recommendations, that is going to be presented in a public meeting or meetings for feedback, and perhaps many meetings, so that the public can weigh in on some of the recommendations, and then the process can take place from that point.
Motion. Okay, and just a moment, please. And that's tabled. Okay. Let's head and make some notes, I'm sorry. Okay, number 15 is another ad hoc committee. Y'all have been busy. Discussion and possible action to reestablishing an ad hoc committee for overall review of the amended rules of order, rules of conduct, and rules of operating policies. That has to do with the Board of Neighborhood Commissioners, and that was Commissioner Schaefer was working on that along with Commissioner Wiebe to look at the uniform rules. So we had already established. I thought we're reestablishing it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We didn't do that at the last board meeting?
No, we talked about it, but we didn't really reestablish.
Okay. So, So then, as chair, I can certainly establish an ad hoc committee to overlook our rules of conduct here for our Board of Neighborhood Commissioners, and that's what it is. And I asked Commissioner Schaefer and Commissioner Wiebe to handle that item. So formally, we have reestablished the ad hoc committee. And hopefully you can report real soon.
Hmm?
Hopefully you'll bring us all kinds of new rules that we're supposed to be following. Okay. So that's Wiebe and Schaefer. Okay. And number 16, finally, our last item of business is committee business. Comment from commissioners on subject matters within the board's jurisdiction. Have you all been doing anything unusual or...
you guys only give them water. What are you talking about?
Commissioner Schaefer.
Well, number one, I'm going to be at the rally in the valley on Saturday for outreach. But I do want to say that I was very pleased at the last Emergency Alliance. I had members of the... city from Malibu and from the governing body at I can't remember the name of the canyon that was burning. I'll think of it.
You
had
a pretty good turnout of those
meetings. Up and down, yeah, up and down. And we were able to discuss the things that happened during the fires and their evacuations and what they think went right, what they think went wrong, and some of the reasons why things went wrong, and how notices went out, and such as that. And we really did learn an awful lot about things that we can take back to neighborhood councils, and hopefully the city of Los Angeles can learn from some of those lessons too. So it was a very, very nice meeting and a lot of information. I was really glad to be able to do that. And thank you to the department for supporting that.
Anything else?
Yes.
Yes. Commissioner Wiebe.
Yes. I was fortunate enough to attend a women's health fair at the Getty House. And having come from an educator's background and being required to take CPR and first aid every year, I really didn't think that I was going to learn a lot. And I was amazed. So I would say for neighborhood councils, should you decide that you would like to put on a health fair, I would suggest getting a hold of Getty House and getting in contact with them to find out their contacts. Because between UCLA and Kaiser, UCLA, USC Dental School, I mean, just all of the stops were pulled out, and I may be preaching to the choir here. I mean, I know that you've all done these sorts of activities for your neighborhood councils, and I'm sure the alliances have pulled them together as well. but I was extremely pleased to learn some new things. And it's just, it's invigorating to be able to you know, learn things that enhance my knowledge of health and things that I'm going to be able to share with. I hope never to have to use them, emergency things, but we do have some wonderful resources in the city of LA, and I'm thrilled that we're all here. Plus, I had a miniature horse, which was really fun for me, being a horse fan. Therapy horse. There you go.
Thank you. Anything else? If there's nothing else, I will accept a motion to adjourn.
Commissioner Maggie Derrick-Hero, second that.
Second. Thank you, everybody. The meeting is adjourned.
Going home. I didn't see a second. Okay, I'll second it.
I second it.
All in favor?
Thanks for driving all the way out here.
On the way home.
I remember you.
Okay. What's happening with the alliance? I haven't been to any meetings lately.
Cool.